Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can. Today I want to talk to you about what do most severe OCD cases that I see have in common. There's definitely some commonalities. First thing that I see is probably 80% of cases when people come to me and they're in a very bad place. The whole family is helping them do compulsions or helping them ruminate and figure out the thought. When everybody in the family plugs in to doing compulsions or rumination, the person will start going down really fast. And you can see from a position of the family, of course they want to help. Of course they don't want the person to suffer. And as in non-OCD world, you solve the problem, you move on. And that's what they do. They try to help the person solve the problem, not understanding that in OCD, everything works in the opposite direction. And if you try to solve one issue, another one comes along. Or if you do one compulsion, then you have to do that one plus another one. But when there is so much help in solving and in compulsions, the person with OCD starts to go down really fast. And their level of severity increases dramatically in a very short amount of time. And usually in this situation, in a lot of situations, but in this specific situation, I would have to do, when we do client work, we also talk with the family as well, not just with the person, but also with the family, because everybody needs to be on the same page when it comes to the person's recovery. If there's other people involved in compulsions, they also have to be involved in recovery. Of course, if they want to be, but they need to understand the damage that it's doing and how we can scale back from that as well. Because if they are helping the person do compulsions, it's not like you can just stop, because now the person is used to doing these compulsions or doing things this way. Or in terms of rumination, if they are always helping the person with rumination, they can't just pull back entirely, right? So it's a step-by-step process. So if you are in a situation, if you're a family member of somebody who has OCD, or if you are a person with OCD whose family is helping, your family is helping you ruminate or do compulsions, you need to understand that you need to start scaling back from that. That is a very, very common situations. There's so many families that are going through it. You're definitely not alone. I see this probably at least once a day. So it's not unusual by any stretch, but you need to see that doing compulsions, doing rumination is not going to solve the problem. Really get educated on how to do ERP and start scaling back. All just like you got into this, you started to ruminate a lot, you started to do a lot of compulsions, everybody started to little by little help you. Now we gotta do the opposite. Little by little, reduce the help. Little by little, do less compulsions, less rumination, more delaying. Another common thing that I see between clients is that, and the whole pandemic thing did not help with this, of course, is if the person has more time by themselves, they will, of course, ruminate more. That's not rocket science. That's pretty understandable. And a lot of people took a collective step back from wherever they were in recovery, whether they were at the very last stage, they took a little step back, or first stage, they took a little step back. Most people did not take a giant step back, but in my program, but a lot of people starting the program said that they, prior to starting, that they had a major setback because of COVID, because it's different, right? It's a different reality now. It's a change. Maybe you were working at a job and then, you know, you changed and now you're working remotely. All of people with OCD generally don't do well with change, especially if at the end of that change, they have more time to ruminate. So my suggestion is to try to keep yourself busy no matter the situation you're in. It's important. If you are at home, if you're by yourself, any hobby will do, any activity, especially activity that's not just mental but physical, such as cleaning, organizing, doing any kind of a project, going for a walk. It's helpful in the sense it gets you out, but going for a walk by yourself might not be the best idea because you'll just ruminate on while walking. But any kind of activity which occupies the brain. People with OCD are very capable thinkers, very capable compared to the general population, more so. So if you take a person with that level of capability and brain activity and take away some of the things that they were doing in the day, right, like going to work, doing this or that, you could see how, you know, a vacuum will be created, and that vacuum will easily be filled with OCD. So having activity is important. If you are suffering in these two areas, just fixing this will make a difference in your recovery. But again, every time you are ruminating, every time you are doing a compulsion, it counts. Whether you're doing it by yourself, whether somebody's helping you with it, it counts. It's taking you a step back. So you have to be very accountable. I find accountability in OCD recovery is huge. If you just tell yourself that every time, without kind of pushing on yourself negatively, but also being firm and accountable that, okay, I'm doing a compulsion now. I'm doing a disservice to myself. I'm getting myself deeper in OCD. I understand that. But maybe in this moment, I can't stop because this is too much. So this is a 10 out of 10 thing. Maybe I can't stop. But there is going to be compulsions or rumination that you're doing that's not 10 out of 10. That's maybe 7 or 6 or a 5. And with those things, you definitely can pull back, right? So it's kind of like picking and choosing and reducing where you can. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with another video. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, please subscribe. If you would like to do one-on-one recovery program, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. Thank you for watching. I'll see you tomorrow.